Welcome, fans. Your show has arrived.
Oh, yeah!
You wanna find it? Hello, I'm Michael. Today's Monday, the 29th of January. Welcome to Inside Indiana Sports. Our show is dedicated to you, the fans. Our philosophy is to stimulate the minds of local sports fans and foster community through athletic recognition. With that in mind, we challenge you to get involved with your hometown sports teams, whether that's high school teams, college teams, or professional. Fans, subscribers, my email address is insideindianasports@podomatic.com. The phone number for you to leave a message is 206-666-6328. Let's go. The Indianapolis Colts. We're here. We're finally here. Can you believe it? It's really hard to fathom the reality that is actually taking place. The Indianapolis Colts will be playing in Super Bowl 41 against the Chicago Bears. We've came a long way, Colts fans. 9 years in the making with Peyton Manning. Enjoy it, Colts fans. Enjoy it. Because there will be plenty to talk about after Super Bowl 41, whether we win or lose. We have a lot of young talent, and the price of our young talent is going to be going up after the Super Bowl is over. So let's try to stay as positive as possible. I'm getting tired of hearing about the future of Dungy in the news so much. For now, let's just concentrate on the game Sunday.
The Pacers.
Well, we lost last night to the Pistons 87-95. Let me just start by saying this. Verbata from Jermaine O'Neal. After losing to the Nets in the playoffs last season. First of all, get another big guy. Personally, that would be the first thing I hope this team addresses. With the departure of some great talent such as Brad Miller, Jonathan Bender, Ron Artest, and Al Harrington in the last several years, it comes to my mind, then why? That 8-player trade we made, 2 of our starters for no starters, has me wondering. Will we ever get another big guy on this team? I spoke with Vern Fleming, a former Pacer, when I was working out this morning, and I asked him a couple of questions. 1, what do you think of the trade? He said it was good and better for us in the long run. The other question I asked him was, what is it going to take for us to be a contender again? He said, another big guy. Pacer fans, this has me wondering, what is it going to take to get another big guy or two on this team? I tell you what, time will tell. Things don't happen overnight, but I know that a flame has begun to ignite under the floor of the Pacers. With that being said, our squad is not Eastern contending yet, but we're on our way. With that in mind, I hope that Jermaine O'Neal stays with the organization after the season. He feels the same way I feel. What's the point if nothing's happening? That's why something has to happen. This year has been the year with high-caliber players just being waived. The top 12 salaries in the NBA range from $17 million to $20 million. 2 of the top 12 paid players this year aren't even active. Allen Houston of New York and Brian Grant of Boston. Another fact, only 6 of the top 10 paid active players in the league are in the NBA's top 50 for scoring. Jermaine O'Neal ranks number 31 on the top 50 scorers, and he's one of the top 10 paid active players in the league. That's amazing. Like I said before, time will tell. Do any of you have a thought about your sports organization? You do so much for these teams. What do they do for you? I encourage for all of you that are listening to write me a paper about who you are, where you're from, and who your favorite sports team is and why. Do I really expect any of you to actually do this? No, I don't. But you have the chance to prove me wrong and to actually give me hope. You can email your paper to insideindianasports@podomatic.com. Thanks for listening. Later.
I was 21 years when I wrote this song. soon now, but I won't be for long. People ask me, when will you grow up to be a man? But all the girls I loved at school are already pushing prams. I loved you then as I love you still. Though I put you on a pedestal, they put you on the pill. I don't feel bad about letting you go. I just feel sad about letting you know. Looking for another girl.